Yeah, and I was also going to ask the gentleman what version of CPS he has for the DM32, because I think it's excellent. I think the menu system on it is excellent for factory firmware, and the factory CPU is excellent. I had no problems with it. It's way better than the stock TYT firmware for the MD9600. I mean, it's not OpenGD77, but I think the DM32 CPS is very easy and user-friendly. But I have version, I think it's 1.52. I'll have to double-check here. It's not the one that's on the Bofang website. That's, like, way old.